chapter number 21. We're going to finish up the book of John tonight, and we'll finish it up, and we'll be done with the book of John. And I don't know about you, but I've enjoyed the book of John, to be able to go through it and go from John 1 all the way down to John 21. And tonight, I've just got to preach a little title tonight that's been laid on my heart for some time. Have you ever read a book and you read the end of the book before you read the beginning of the book? Or have you read, you got halfway through, and you said, I'm just going to skip on over to the end and see what it's about. Well, I was preaching one night, and I was in this pulpit, and I was preaching, and I said that I was going to preach a message if God allowed me to live to preach it, and the title of that sermon would be, That Ain't None of Your Business. That ain't none of your business. Tonight, we've heard prayer requests all over the house, and there are some things that is our business. But tonight in John 21, there are some things that ain't none of our business. And tonight, some of the most nosiest people you'll ever come in contact with is God's children. About each other. And we wonder what so-and-so is going to do. Or we wonder about what so-and-so is going to get. And tonight, I just want to show you, tonight as your pastor, there are some things ain't none of my business. And there are some things tonight ain't none of your business. But there is one thing that is our business, and that's Jesus Christ. And tonight I wouldn't preach you nothing if it wasn't in the book. John 21 and verse number 19, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. John chapter number 21 and verse number 19, and the Bible says, This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. When he had spoken this, he said unto him, Follow me. Then Peter, turning about, saith the disciple whom Jesus loved, following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? And Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, Lord, what shall this man do? And Jesus said unto him, If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Then went this saying abroad among the brethren that this disciple should not die. Yet Jesus said not unto him, He shall not die, but if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? And this is the disciple which testified of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, Father, once again, I ask you to do what only you can do, and that is to break this bread tonight and preach it to us tonight in a way that we understand it tonight. Father, I pray tonight that you lead us, guide us, and direct us as a congregation. Lord God, I pray tonight that the things that should be our business, we take it very seriously tonight. But Father God, tonight, the things that ain't none of our business tonight, Father God, I pray we quit worrying about it. I pray that we quit thinking about it. And the only thing we think about tonight is you and you alone. Lord, I pray tonight for each and every member that's in this church, each and every visitor that is in this church tonight. I pray you'd reach down from heaven and bless them in a mighty way. Lord, I pray tonight we get a better understanding of the Word when we leave this place tonight. Father, I pray tonight blessings on this congregation. Father God, I pray tonight that any burdens that would be in our life, that they'd be taken away tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray tonight that we're following you and we're lined up with what you would have us to do. Father, I thank you for old Peter here. Father God, I thank you for him because it reminds me of a lot of myself. Lord, there's a lot of times that I get myself in the way. And Father, I pray tonight would not be one of them nights. I pray tonight that you would hide me behind the cross. I pray that you be elevated. I pray tonight you be lifted up. And I pray tonight that I be seated down. Father God, I thank you tonight for this night. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for what you do in our lives. Father God, I just can't thank you enough for salvation so full and so free. Lord, I pray tonight if they be a lost individual, I pray tonight that the Holy Ghost would prick their heart. I pray that the Holy Ghost would search these four walls. I pray that the Holy Ghost would search my heart. And I pray this be a church that would follow the lead of the Holy Spirit. Because Lord God, tonight when the Holy Ghost shows up, he never points about himself. He only points to Jesus. And Lord God, tonight I pray you have your will and way. I love you and I thank you. I ask it all in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people said, amen. You may be seated tonight. I'm going to preach a little something tonight. That's none of your business. Tonight when we get here, we see in this text that Peter had just received his instructions to feed the sheep and to follow Jesus Christ. You remember we've been studying and he said, Peter, do you love me? Peter said, Lord, you know I love you. And he said, if you love me, well, feed my lambs. And then he said, Peter, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know I love you. He said, well, feed my sheep. And then he said, Peter, do you love me? And then that third time he said, Lord, you knoweth all things. He said, well, feed my sheep. And it just blows my mind tonight as Peter gets his instructions to go and to feed the sheep, that how suddenly he gets off track. How suddenly we can get instructions from heaven. God can show us what he wants us to do, and it ain't but a minute. It'll get our mind off what God's told us to do, and we'll get our mind on something that ain't none of our business. Can I get amen? I want you to look at this tonight. Peter turned. Look what he said in verse number 20. Jesus had then told him in verse number 19 to follow me. But in verse number 20, then Peter turning about, seeth the disciple who being John, who Jesus loved, following. And he said, Lord, what shall this man do? He said, Lord, what shall this man do? And the Lord said, this ain't none of your business what this man does. Friends, if I can say to you anything tonight, as your pastor tonight, I must worry about what God's called me to do. If I worry about what God's called you to do, I'm going to get in your lane. I'm going to get in your business. I'm going to get in your way. I'm not going to be able to do what you've done because God called you to do it and he didn't call me to do it. Can I get amen? Hey, but tonight, when I line up with the Word of God and I realize what God's called me to do and I do what God's called me to do tonight, it makes my life so much easier tonight. Tonight, I want you to get this. He said, Peter, seeing him in verse 21, said to Jesus, Lord, what shall this man do? Today, Christians are focused on what everyone else is doing instead of what God has called them to do. Today, Christians are worried about what everybody else is going to do instead of what God has called them to do. Friends, tonight, if God's called you to do it, it doesn't matter if anybody else is doing it or not. Amen. If God's called you to do it, it doesn't matter who else is doing it. If he's called you to do it, he has commissioned you to do what he's called you to do. I want to give you some things tonight and see if this lines up in your life. That's none of your business. He said, what shall this man do? Get this tonight. This could be something that we say. What did they get? Have you ever thought about that? What did they get? What do they have that I don't have? Why not me, Lord? You've called them to do it. Why not me? Are they going to? A lot of times we say, are they going to? Who's all signed up? Tell me who's on the list. And if so-and-so's on the list, I'll get on the list. Friends, tonight, if God's told you to get on the list, you make sure your name's on the list. Can I get an amen? Hey, tonight, as born-again believers tonight, there's one thing that is our business tonight, and that's to do what God has called us to do. Here's this tonight. Not only are who are going and who all signed up, but will they do as much work as I'll do? Will they do as much work as I do? So-and-so ain't doing nothing. Well, so-and-so may not have been called to do what I'm doing. Have you ever thought about that? Here we're getting to the John 21, and Peter's been given a commission. Just feed the sheep. Just feed the sheep. Break bread and feed the sheep. He said, Lord, I'm going to do that, and I'm going to follow you. Write what you told me to do. And in the same token, he turns around and he looks at John, and he said, what about that man? What is he going to do? And the Lord said in Detroit term, that ain't none of your business what he's going to do. You know why that's none of my business? What Brother Vincent does ain't none of my business? It's because I'm not your master. God's your master. God's my master. And he tells me what to do, and he leads me in the way that I should go. But let me give you this. What will they work as much as I do, preacher? What are their responsibilities? What is their responsibilities and what they should do? I want to give you this tonight. God has different plans for all of us. We have different abilities. We have different opportunities, and everybody in this room that is born again tonight, they have different responsibilities that God's given you and that God's given me. And a lot of times, I don't want to do the responsibility. I don't want to take the ability He's given me to do. I would rather get in your lane, because I think if I run in your lane, it'll be easier. Friends, tonight, if you'll turn with me to Ephesians chapter number 4 and verse number 11, look what the Bible says tonight. Ephesians chapter number 4 and verse number 11. I love this tonight, how He's called all of us to do something. He says tonight that He's called us to do something in our life. He has different plans for everybody in this room. And look what He says tonight in Ephesians 4:11. Hey, if the church ever gets a hold of what God's called the church to do, the church will be mighty. Amen. The church will be mighty. Look what He says here in Ephesians 4:11. And He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. He said He's done this tonight. He's given us this task tonight. And He's given everybody in this room a responsibility. And He's given you the ability to accomplish the responsibility that He has given you to do. Friends, tonight, as we get to this place and we realize that that's none of my business, when you realize tonight and I realize what Brother Brent does on a daily basis is none of my business, I shouldn't worry about you. I should pray for you, and that should be enough. Friends, tonight, when we get to that place and we realize tonight, if we keep worrying about the other man, it's going to rob this man tonight. And God doesn't want us to rob our joy, our peace, our rest, and our mercy. He wants us to focus on what He is called you and I to do. Man, I thought about that tonight, and I thought about what He said there. God has different plans for all of us tonight. What the next man does ain't none of my business. My business is to do what God has called me to do. Have you ever thought about that? I'll never forget. I'd be at work and out in the secular world when I worked out in the secular world. And there's one thing that was always said when you go to the workplace. Well, what about that man? What is he doing? They'd always say that. Well, what is he doing? Why is he getting off early? How much is he getting paid? What is he going to do? How is he going to get it? And it's always about the next man. Friends, tonight, our joy and our peace and our rest, it doesn't come on what the next man's going to do. It comes on what the man Christ Jesus did on the cross of Calvary. And He's commissioned you, and He's commissioned me to follow Him. And that's all He's commissioned us to do. And when we follow Him, we're going to feed people, we're going to lead people, we're going to witness about Jesus Christ, and we're going to be caught up in what God has called us to do. Tonight, when we get to that place tonight and we realize that God's commissioned you to do something, He's commissioned me to do something tonight, I realize tonight there's a lot of things I stick my nose in, ain't none of my business. Boy, that fits good, don't it, in the world we live in. Man, you get on TV and everybody's sticking their nose in everybody's business. Tonight I want to give you this, but old Peter, and I want to show you where old Peter said, I got it, Lord. I got it. I'm not going to get in everybody else's business. I'm going to get in what You've called me to do tonight. Friends, tonight, as this church tonight, we got one business tonight, and that's to share the love of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter who walks through these doors tonight, they ought to feel love. When Brother Vincent walks in these rooms tonight, you ought to feel love tonight. You ought to feel love. You ought to feel freedom. You ought to feel that tonight. When a visitor walks in tonight, you say, who should be the first person that love on that individual? It should be the preacher when they walk in. He should have love and joy and peace in his life. Showed it. Who should be the second one step up? Every deacon in this place ought to be shaking a hand, loving on somebody when they walk in that door. That's our business tonight, to make sure this place is a loving place, to make sure this place is a place that God would be pleased with, to make sure this place is a place that God would be pleased with, and He would say, my spirit is on that place, and God should be pleased with what we do and when we do it. And friends, tonight, as we come in as a group of believers tonight, if you see something tonight and you say, preacher, I don't know about that, do you think I can do that? Friends, tonight, if God's commissioned you to do it, you do it. Amen. So tonight, if it ain't none of my business tonight, what is my business? And I want to show you tonight where Peter wrote the book of Peter, and he said, now I've got it together. Now I realize what my business is, and I'm going to take care of what God has called me to do tonight. And this tonight, I've said it many a times, if you want to add anything to your life, just add you some more Jesus. I've said that many a times, but old Peter, I'm fixing to show you in the book, where old Peter said, there's some more things you can add to your life. He said, you need to add these things to your faith tonight. And when old Peter got here, you know what he didn't have? There's some things he didn't have added. He had faith, but he said, there's going to take more than faith tonight. You're going to have to add some more things to that tonight and let God lead you like never before. Turn with me tonight, if you would, to 2 Peter chapter number 1 tonight. He says, that's none of your business tonight. And I want to show you this, if you will, with me. And let's go to 1 Peter chapter 1 first. And I want to show you in this study tonight what is your business and what is my business tonight. Oh, Peter, he was a hothead. Man, I'm telling you what, he'll cut an ear off in a minute. Can I get an amen? Hey, he'll deny Jesus Christ in the next minute. Can I get an amen? Hey, he'll preach on Pentecost. It don't matter him. He'll be in the Bible 1 minute and he'll be back out on the street the next minute. Friends, I want you to know you can think a lot about Peter, but there's one thing about him tonight. He put his nose where it didn't belong. Hey, but at least he put it there. Can I get an amen? Hey, he'd be the one you'd see here every Sunday night, and every Wednesday. Hey, if you went out on the street, you'd see him out there. Hey, if you went to the restaurant, he'd have his head bowed, and he'd be preaching, he'd be praying, he'd be pleading on the cause of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But look what he says here. In 1 Peter chapter number 1, the Bible says, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ. Now, I told you, he said, there's some things ain't none of your business. Now, let's go to 2 Peter chapter number 1. 1 Peter chapter number 1, he said, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ. Chest poked out a little bit. Peter, the apostle of Jesus Christ. But I seen something when I seen 2 Peter chapter number 1. Simon Peter, a servant, and by the way, an apostle. You say, wait a minute, what does that mean? Before I'm ever a preacher, I need to be a servant. Before you're ever a deacon, you need to be a servant. Before you're ever a church, hey, before you're ever anything, you make sure you're in a place that you're ready to serve. If something needs to be taken care of, make sure you're in that place that you're ready to serve. You know, somebody that sticks their nose where it don't belong and they stick it to places where they don't believe, get this, it's because they get to the attitude that I don't have to do that. I'm above that. That's not for me. I'll never forget when I got saved. I wanted to do everything in the church, anything I could do. You know what they told me? They said, clean the toilets. I said, huh? Clean the toilets. I said, clean. Who's gonna clean the? Who's gonna clean the urinals? Y'all just told me to clean the toilets. See, that ain't none of your business. When they say clean the toilets, that means gets it all. What kind of pay is gonna come with that? There ain't no pay gonna come with that. You just make sure they're clean. You make sure they're took care of. Folks, tonight I want you to know. Well, Peter said, "There's one thing I do know. I've put my nose where it didn't belong several times." But when he come to the second time, he wrote Peter in 2 Peter, you know what he said? He said, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle. Tonight, let's not never get, as your pastor, now, I never want to get to the place where I'm too good to serve anybody. I want to always be at a place where I'm ready to serve. I'm ready to do what God's called me to do. And he said, there's something you need to do when you get to that place so you won't stick your nose where it won't belong. Look in verse number 7 of 2 Peter chapter number 1 and verse number 7 tonight. And I love this tonight. Look what he says here tonight. He said, there's some things I want. Let's look at verse number 5. And besides this, giving all diligence or carrying it out, what needs to be done. He said, if I'm going to feed the sheep, number 1 tonight, he said, I must add to your faith virtue. He said you must have virtue in what God has called you to do. You know what virtue is tonight? It is honor and it's integrity and it's character tonight. It's what happens when nobody is around. It's that honor and that integrity and that character that you have. You know tonight God will not build your character. He'll save you, but it'll be up to you tonight if you're going to have a character that'll stand up in this church and stand up in the community we live in. Can I get a witness tonight? Your character tonight, it's going to be up to you to build that character tonight. He says to add unto that virtue, but get this tonight, I love this. He said add to your faith virtue, and to virtue add to it knowledge tonight. He said I want you to get an understanding tonight. That knowledge would be this. I want you to get an understanding of the honor and the integrity and the character that you have. He said, I want you to understand tonight, if Peter could give anything, he says, I want you to understand your weaknesses tonight. And when you know where your weaknesses is tonight, stay away from them. Can I get an amen? Hey, if you know you're weak in one area, make sure you don't get in that area. Tonight, friends, I want you to know God can't keep you from messing up, but he sure can clean you up. Can I get an amen? Friends, tonight, there's some places in your life and there's some places in my life I know that ain't none of my business and I don't need to be there. Hey, can I go to the honky-tonk preacher? Hey, if you're a man of God, you shouldn't be there. Hey, can I go to these places? If you're a man of God tonight, if you're a woman of God, you shouldn't be there. You should come to the place in your life where you have honor, you have integrity, you have character, and you understand that you're weak without Christ Jesus. But he says not only your weakness, but he says you must understand your calling that's on your life. He said when you get to that place with that character, not only are you going to understand, but you're going to have a calling that's on your life. Every person that's saved in this place, if you're saved, you're a saint. Brother Rocky, we've talked this already this week. If you're saved, you're a saint. Oh, I'm not a saint. Oh, yes. Here's what a saint is. A saint does not reverence themselves or brag on themselves. A saint brags on Christ Jesus. A saint is just somebody who's been washed by the blood of Jesus Christ and they're telling everybody, hey, he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. He is a saint tonight and he's pointing to Jesus Christ. He said he wants you to get an understanding of that tonight. You know what Satan wants you to do? He wants you to believe that you're not what God's called you to be. And he says tonight that virtue, that honor, that integrity, and that character, we must have knowledge and understanding tonight that our weakness, our calling, and we must understand the ability that God has given you and I tonight. To be able to get to a place, to get to where we don't put our nose where it don't belong, and we say, hey, that's none of my business. I can't get into that with you. You got to understand, number one, that you got to have honor, you got to have integrity, you got to have character, and you got to understand it. There's some things a Christian just can't do. There's been times I've been asked to do things against this Word of God, and there's just some things I cannot do. And before I tell that individual I can't do that, I look them in the eye and I say, look, I love you. I love you, but I can't go against this. I love you, but I can't go against this. Friends, tonight, I want you to know when you get to that place in your life, you say, I don't care who I offend as long as I don't offend him. It'll change the whole outlook you have on your life, and you'll say, I want virtue, I want knowledge. And look what he says here. He said, I want to add to your virtue and virtue knowledge, and to knowledge I want you to add temperance. And that temperance tonight would be self-resistance or abstinences. You'll be absent from them places in your life. You'll be self-resistant. You'll stay away from them areas tonight. Friends, tonight, when we get to that place, the only way your character is going to build to where you want it to be in Christ Jesus, and you're going to have an understanding, is you're going to have self-control, not self-confidence, but self-control, and say, I'm not going there, and I'm not doing that. You're going to have to know the Word of God to be able to defeat Satan. It's by the Word that's hid in your heart. For you to be able to say, that's none of my business, you're going to have to know the Word of God. You're going to have to know that Word, and you're going to have to know tonight that you got virtue, you got knowledge, and you got temperance in your life. And let me give you the fourth thing tonight that he says here. He says, not only add to knowledge temperance, and to temperance we add patience tonight. Let me give you this. Patience is the willingness to endure. You're willing to endure. You're willing to endure. The first four that I gave you out of the seven, the first four is working in you. Is working in you. I never forget when I got saved, I still had to go to NA meetings, AA meetings. I had to go to them meetings for the court system. And when I'd go to them meetings, I'd done been saved. I'd done been delivered. I mean, some people get saved and it take them years to get delivered. I don't know why God did that, but he delivered me instantly. Instant. Delivered me. And we'd go in and we'd sit down and they'd say, okay, tell me your name. And they'd want me to say, BJ, I'm BJ Mills, I'm an addict or I'm an alcoholic. And I'd say, but I'm not that. You are. I said, no, I'm not. I'm saved. I'm not that no more. I'm not that no more. I can't put that on me. I cannot say what you want me to say. I cannot do that, what you want me to say, because that's not me. I no longer live that life. I no longer live that way. And he said that patience, that willingness to endure. And I'll never forget, I sat in one of them meetings, listen to this tonight. And I'm talking about that willingness to endure. And I've said this a million times to an addict, to anybody like that, their sobriety is just as important as their salvation. You let a man fall off the wagon, he thinks he's useless. He thinks he's no good. He thinks he has no honor. He thinks he's dirty white trash. But I want you to know tonight, God has saved you. God has called you, and he'll do a work in you. And they'd ask me, they said, you need to say that. I said, that's not me. I can't say that. And we'd go on around the room. They wanted me to say it. I wouldn't say it. And they'd get over there, and they'd say there'd be one, and if there'd be 20 in the room, there'd be one out of 10. Be 20, they'd say there'd be 2 out of 20 that's going to make it. The rest of you are going to fail. And they'd say, does anybody know who's going to make it? Well, I done told you I done been saved. I mean, I done told you at the beginning I done read the book. And they say, do y'all know who's going to make it? And I'd go, the one that wouldn't do what they wanted me to do or say what they wanted me to say, I'd raise my hand up. I was minding my own business, though. I'd raise my hand up and I'd say, I'm that one that's going to make it. I'm that one that's going to make it because I've been born again. I'm that one that's going to make it because I've been born again. And I know all the time, they hear that all the time, and that one slips back. But I want you to know tonight, when you've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, I don't know what you'll face this week. I don't know what you'll go through this week. And you may have been sticking your nose where it didn't belong. But I want you to know, you can stick up your hand, you can wave, and you say, I'm that one's going to make it. I'm going to make it. I don't know what tomorrow holds. I don't know what's going to happen next week. I don't know what's going to happen next year. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what the outcome's going to be. But I do know this right here. I'm going to make it. Hey, I'm going to make it. I'm going to win. I've read that back of the book, and I know I'm going to make it. Hey, ain't nothing going to discourage me. Hey, ain't nothing going to back me up. I've been delivered by the blood of Jesus Christ. I know I'm going to make it. Friends, tonight I want you to know, you need to tell old Satan, I'm going to make it. You can flee from me. You can get away from me in the name of Jesus Christ, because I'm going to make it. You know who sticks their nose where it don't belong? That is Satan tonight. He'll stick his nose right where it don't belong. Let me give you this and we'll get closing. He said these first four, we had virtue, knowledge, temperance, and patience. But then the fifth thing, get this tonight. He said add to temperance patience, and to patience godliness. When them four works inside of you, when you get knowledge and temperance, after faith, add that faith first. He said, add the faith. After you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and he saved you, and you've repented, and he's come into your life, he saved you, and you're a new person, he said, I want you to add virtue. I want you to add knowledge. I want you to add temperance. I want you to add patience. And when these come alive in your life, godliness is going to come alive. Have you seen so-and-so lately? They don't even act the same. They don't even look the same. Why? Because that godliness is coming alive. Let me give you godliness. This is all godliness is right here. Living by the word of God. Godliness is nothing more. When it says do it, get all you want. When it says leave it alone, get as far away from it as you can get. Self-control. Get away from it. Tonight, as we get to this place and we read this book tonight, we see that godliness is living by the word of God under his power tonight. Peter come over here in 2 Peter and he said, let me tell y'all something. John, he told me to mind my own business. Now I'm writing over here and I'm minding my own business. I'm letting virtue have its work in my life through faith. I'm letting knowledge, I'm letting temperance, I'm letting patience, and I'm letting godliness. And when you let these four come alive in your life through being saved tonight, get this. And that godliness comes through, there's something else going to come. And that is brotherly kindness. Look what he says here. And to patience, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness. Brotherly kindness is this, being gentle with the brother. Being gentle with the brother. Being kind to the brother. And being honest with the brother. If there's one place you ought to be able to come in, and I said it to start with, and you come in and you find people being kind, it should be in the house of God. If there's one place I come in and I ought to find honesty, it's in the house of God. If there's one place I come in and I ought to find love, it's in the house of God. You know the biggest turnoff you'll ever have in a church? If you overhear somebody talking about you. They ain't coming back. Did you know what so-and-so? They ain't coming back. But I can tell you when they will come back. When you wrap that arm around that neck and they think, this man right here's done lost his mind. He really, really loves me. He really, really cares about me. I remember I told David Barnes when I was interviewing for the church many years ago, several years ago. David Barnes asked me, he said, if they don't vote you in, what's going to happen? I said, I'm probably going to move my membership over here. I told him that. Probably just going to move my membership over here anyway if they don't even vote me in as pastor. Because there's one thing I felt when I come through them doors. And that was love. That was brotherly kindness. Folks, tonight, if there's one thing we need to get a hold of, that's that tonight. I understand you're in here tonight, and this is Bible study, and you get to this place tonight. A lot of times, I'll put my nose where it don't belong. And that'll hurt more than it'll help. But I've learned this. Kindness never hurts nothing. You show that kindness, you show that love, you show that gratitude, and you show love. He said the last thing to add to brotherly kindness, he said it's this. You look in your book, he said add charity or love. Or love. Faith, hope, and love, and the greatest disease is love. Love never faileth. Tonight, you know why love never fails? Because Jesus Christ, God Almighty, they are love. God doesn't know love, God is love. And tonight, when we get to that place and we let the love of God surround this place tonight, what a day it'll be. He said, preacher, it's hard to love people. I guarantee you. I'm hard to be loved. I guarantee you. You heard the little story about the little boy. He said they was at school. And said they had a table fixed out. And they said, every kid get one apple. They was going to teach them a lesson. He said, get you one apple out of the basket. That's all you can have is one apple. And on that note, it said, God's eyes are watching you. One apple. And God's eyes is watching you. So the little boys, they got the apples and they went through the line and they got to the other side and there's another little dish there. And in that dish, it had chocolate chip cookies. And said it had a little note on there. And it said, get one cookie because God's eyes are watching these cookies. So the little boy turned on the back of the note and wrote on there and said, get all you want. He's watching the apples. You said, what does that mean, preacher? God's watching me, and God's watching you, and He knows if I'm minding my own business or if I'm sticking my nose where it don't belong. Tonight, I want to show you in closing one last verse. God loves you tonight, and He loves me. If I can just get a hold of the one thing He's called me to, this one, and do it well, it's better than 10 that I try to do. Do that one thing that He's called you to do well. And don't worry about the rest of it. Let me show you this tonight in the text. Let me show you tonight. He said, add that love. If you'll turn with me tonight in the Word of God tonight, 1 John chapter number 4 and verse number 21 tonight. 1 John chapter number 4 and verse number 21. First John 4, let's go to 19. We love Him because He first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment, it's a command. We don't get to choose if we do it or not. It's a command. And this command have we from Him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. Finishing up the book of John, if Peter could learn anything, is this: mind your own business and love the brother. Tonight, as your pastor, I'm going to try to do a better job minding my own business and loving the brother. Father, I love you and I thank you tonight. I thank you for this word. I thank you for this study tonight. Lord God, tonight, there's so much that we need to be thankful for. I need to be thankful for. There's so much I fall short on. My prayer tonight is this, that this church that we would mind our own business. And we'd do what you've called us to do. And we wouldn't look at the next man and say, well, what about him or what is he going to do? But we would look and say, we're going to do what you've called us to do. And Lord God, tonight, you've put a special calling on this church. Father God, you've assembled special people in this place at this time for the task that you have at hand. And Father, my prayer is tonight that every time we come in this place, that we won't worry about what the next man's doing. We'll do what you've called us to do. Lord, I pray tonight that we be found following you. Father, I love you and I thank you. I thank you for Calvary and I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people said, amen.